Combination of the different talents that you put them together, you come out with this strange element. It's like Genesis, and no one can control it.
The band were very unusual, and they very much presented it as a songwriters' collective.
When we first started, we definitely just wanted to be songwriters, and I had no desire really to be on stage.
You know, it's like a brand name, you know, in a way. We, you know, it's a name that as we got given ourselves a long time ago, but really it's just whatever we do.
And we were fumbling around in a very naive way, but I think when we touch something real.
We like audiences to sit down and listen to us.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right.
I mean, actually, the first time the earnings really jumped was when Peter Gabriel started wearing hats and masks.
It was shocking in those days, and that was a buzz, you know. And I think the band, you know, got to hate all that.
It was just annoying, you know, because I mean, you do a great gig, and if you played well, nobody seemed to notice.
If you're the front man for a band, you get to be the main spokesman, and that tends to create quite a lot of resentment.
We had all agreed to stay together, that we were sort of determined to show people that it was a band, that it wasn't Pete's backing band, you know. I've always felt the singer was the cheapest gig in the band, because all they had to do was look good and wiggle their bum. I got the job because we couldn't find anybody else.
He had his own approach to the audience, but they sort of seemed to like him, you know, which was curious, you know.
And at number 12, here they are. It's Genesis, Abacus.
We think of ourselves as songwriters that can do a bit of that, a bit of this. To other people, it's Genesis, and Genesis has become this sacred cow that does what it does and mustn't do anything else. You haven't hit singles now, you're writing short songs. You know, why have you changed? Do you still wear the same kind of clothes? No, you know, you change, you grow up, and that is reflected in what we are writing.
Obviously, we had these few tracks that really did make us seem like, you know, a pop band. And it's not necessarily the work I'm proudest of, but it is probably the stuff that we'll be remembered for.
There was a Genesis in 67. There was a Genesis in 72. There's a Genesis in 76.
We've been a little bit hard to define, I think.
You know, I look back at the history and we're talking about it now, and I think, God, I did all that. The memories. So many.
To induct Genesis into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, from Fish, Trey Anastasio.